Hey, this is Chris Ciccanelli, and the secret is you. Yes, this is the podcast. We are going to be talking about everything that you need to know about how to make sure that you are running a successful business, whatever it might be: successful home, successful small business, successful pure romance business, successful whatever it might be. Or maybe, hey, listen, you're just trying to figure out what it is that you're trying to do. This is a perfect podcast for you. You know why? Is because I do a lot of homework to give you the best I possibly can, and also share a lot of techniques and tips that I've learned over the past 21 years here, taking the company from $1 million to over $300 million. And I'm going to share those with you today. But one of the things I want to share with you is Jim Rohn. I don't know if you guys know Jim Rohn. That man is definitely one of the coolest cats in the world. Now, you're probably going to probably look him up as I'm talking. He is definitely, the man that was behind a lot of the movement with Tony Robbins, or some of the people that you might hear out in the marketplace today. But just a master of sales, right? A master of mentality. And some of the things that he talked about, which are some of the things that I still live by today, some of the things that helped me along the way when I was building the business, some of the things that I continue to keep with me today, and that is some of the disciplines that he brings to the table. So I want to be able to share some of those with you today and talk a little bit about why it is important to take some of these life lessons and apply them in your business, in your personal life, and to be able to have them at your fingertips, because I think it is hugely important. Now, the first thing is this, is that success is all about discipline. I think all of us know that. If you've listened to anything that I've ever said, if you've been on Rise and Grind, or if you've been to HIT, you come to any of the podcasts, you come to any of the trainings that we do, you go to Facebook or whatever, I will tell you right now, this is the most important thing, is how do you stay disciplined in today's world, right? Everybody can set goals. Everybody can set what their wants and their desires are in the future. But the problem that I see is the kind of the bridge between those two things is the bridge between what you set out and say and the bridge to getting to what you want to get to is discipline. That is the biggest thing that I see people fail at is, okay, hey, I set goals. First of all, you got to know why you're setting the goal, right? What really matters for you to get that goal? What really matters for you to achieve it? Cool, understand that. But then what you have to understand is once you set that in place, once you set that in motion, the biggest thing is that you cannot argue with the plan. Quit arguing with the plan. It's kind of like, you know, so many people, I see hired trainers and they argue with the trainer. Like, hey, listen, if you're going to argue with the plan, are you going to argue where you're going? Then why did you even set out to hit this goal? Why did you even set out to do this? It doesn't even make sense to me. But a lot of people, the reason they argue is because what happens is that people hold them accountable. People hold them to having a disciplined mentality. People say, hey, listen, you know, it's not doing 8 when I ask you to do a set of 12. It's not sitting back and saying, I ask you to do 25 pounds of weight and you're going to do 10 pounds of weight, right? You got to have some discipline. You can't just get through the workout. You got to get something from the workout. And that's the same thing I sit back and think about with discipline. It is definitely a mindset. You have to build this no matter what mentality. And the no matter what mentality is having that discipline that says, you know what, I'm going to continue pushing forward. I think about the Navy SEALs, man. I know a lot of you guys have probably seen, you know, some of the movies where, you know, they're out in the cold, they're out in the water, they're making those long runs. What they're trying to do is they're trying to weed out the people that have a weak mentality, a weak mindset. The weak mentality are the people that do not get something from the day, right? They don't get anything. They just are trying to check off the box and, you know, move to the next thing. That's not what you need. You have to understand, if you're going to have this discipline, the discipline to make those long runs, the discipline to go out there and stand in the cold water, the discipline to pick up somebody when they fall down, those are the traits that we want to do. And so I think life is about that. And if you look at discipline, right, and sit back and say, okay, my wants are on one side, right, my desires and everything else, and how I get them is on the other side. And you think about a big, huge bridge. I don't care what it is. And so, like, I think about, you know, Cincinnati to Covington, Kentucky, or whatever city you live in. You got to get, if you want to get to Covington, Kentucky, you want to get over, you know, to Cincinnati, you got to take a bridge. And that is from one place to the next. And discipline is going to get you guys there. So you got to make sure that you really are committing to finding pleasure and discipline. I look at this and I'm thinking, you know what? I wake up, I'm disciplined about getting up in the morning and making sure that I have the routine of going to work out. Do I like to get up out of bed? Huh. No. Nobody likes to get out, especially when it's cold as shit outside. I hate getting up out of my bed. It is warm, it's cozy, it's nice, but here's the thing. Staying in there and looking at my Facebook or looking at Instagram or scrolling through the news, that is not going to get shit done. That's not going to get me to the desired outcome that I'm looking for. So I have to find pleasure in saying, you know what? I'm going to get up and I'm going to freeze my ass off from my walk from my garage right outside to my other garage where my gym's at. And you know what? It's cold. But you know what? The pleasure is as soon as I shut that door, it's warm. I get myself on the Vibrate machine and I'm ready to go. It's a power plate, not the Vibrate machine. But, you know, for those that are listening, that's what I do. So the other thing too is this, is you think about some of these other life lessons, which is this, we got to stay self-educated, right? If you think about staying self-educated, they say the average CEO reads about 60 books a year, 60. Now, Tony Robbins has read 700 books in the last 10 years. And you start looking at people and say, okay, listen, you know what? Will you surround yourself with smarter people? Will you surround yourself with continuously learning what's out there? What are some of the things that you could get better at? I think education is a huge thing. I think we have to understand that we have to look at education as something that, one, that we have to put people that are smart around us. We have to make sure that we're having healthy conversations. We got to make sure that we're constantly going out there reading books that are going to help advance us. We got to make sure that we're taking a look at podcasts. We're taking a look at maybe TED Talks, things like that. Now, the last time I checked, you know, I love the show This Is Us. I love the show that, you know, I love a good old, you know, Netflix series. I love, you know, an old like Sopranos going back in the day for those. I love all those types of shows. I love Billions. But can I tell you, I did not look at anything on Billions and go, hey, that's exactly what's going to help me succeed in my business, succeed in my life. Some people are like, well, Chris, I just need some of that mentality stuff. I just need to be able to go to like the mental mall for a little bit. No, here's the thing. You start going and you put self-education in play. You start making sure that you stay a student for life. It will fill you with optimistic attitude on the world. Right now, too many people have a negative outlook because they are constantly going to the news channels. They're going to Twitter. They're going to some of these other places. That's why I think that people speak before they know. Don't be one of those people. Don't be one of those people that go out there and speak before you educate yourself. I think that that is the dumbest thing. If I don't know, I used to be that person. Like I'd get in a conversation or get into a debate and I would know a very, very small amount of that topic. And you know what? I would get schooled. And I found out really quickly, if I want to engage in these conversations, I want to engage in this kind of this banter or chatter back and forth, I need to become more educated on the subject. You know, if I really want to go out there and be part of making money, I need to educate myself on money. I need to educate myself on how to make it and how to preserve it. Those are the two big things. The other thing too is this. If you sit back and you think about being educated in life, there is a fine line between education as far as educating yourself properly and educating yourself improperly. Now, here's what I mean by that. You could go out and read a bunch of shitty books about stuff that does not matter and things that you could go out there and do. You want to make sure that you're educating yourself towards what it is that you're trying to accomplish in life. If you're trying to accomplish making more money, if you're trying to accomplish, you know, being a better cook, if you're trying to accomplish, hey, I'm going to want to get a degree in psychology, then you need to read and read up and study the things that you want to go after. That's how you're going to go after and get that better life that you're looking for. The other thing is this. When you think about some of the life lessons that Jim Rohn talks about is this. He also talks about a couple of things, which is this. Time is more valuable than money. How many of us agree with that right now? Right now, you probably are in your car. You're probably, you know, running on the treadmill, maybe doing a workout, maybe walking, maybe doing whatever it might be. And you're sitting there going, hey, I have to think about my time as money. So I got to make sure that when I'm delivering a talk, whenever I'm delivering a podcast, I got to think, hey, people's time's worth a lot. So Chris, you better get to the freaking point. Tell them exactly what they need to be thinking about, what they need to do. Because guess what? That's what I want. So you have to think about time is more valuable than money. You can't make more time, people. You cannot make it. I'd love to say you can. If you have a way, please let me know. I feel like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, like in the time machine, like that'd be great, but does not work that way. You can't make more of it. So what we have to do is we have to do more with the time that we're given, more with the time that we're allotted. Too many people sit back and they want to punch the clock from 9 until 5 p.m., man. No way. Give me the entire day. I'm all about making as much as I possibly can, because what I know about this is time creates memories. That if we understand this, money doesn't create memories, time creates memories. Now, money's the byproduct, right? You need to spend more time, so then that allows you to be able to go make more money. That's how this whole thing works. So again, when you start looking at it and say, what is the most valuable thing? If you start looking at everybody that wants something from you, what I would sit back and say, or where are you going to spend your time? Does it get you to your end goal? I get a lot of people that ask me to sit on different boards and charities and all kinds of different stuff. And I have to be very upfront with them. My time is so valuable that I have to research before I say yes to something. Because if it doesn't get me to the end goal for me, it doesn't get me to the end goal for my company, it doesn't get me to the end goal for my family, then I have to scrutinize that. Because what I don't want to do is I don't want to wear myself out, and I don't want to give one of the most precious assets away just at a whim. The other thing is this. You got to take care of your body. You know, you got to make sure that you're eating properly. You got to make sure that you're doing the right things for yourself, because as a business owner, and just like Jim Rohn said, you know, the things that you got to live by, the lifestyles you got to live by, the lessons that you got to put into your place is that you got to take care of your body. It's hugely important. Too many people neglect it. Too many people neglect the fact that they got to get up and move every day. You know, too many people neglect the fact that they, you know what, it's okay if you want to cheat or cheat meals a couple times, but at the end of the day, can you make more better decisions than bad decisions? Like last night. Last night, you know, we get done with basketball practice with Maxie, and Max is like, hey, Dad, now I had planned to go to another location. They got health food. Better place, better option for Max, better option for me, but we take one of his friends home from basketball practice. Next thing you know, he's like, Dad, let's go to BW3's. Terrible decision. Like, I'm going to pay for that for the next 5 days. Now, you know what? Did I take care of my body last night? No, not one bit. You know, everybody's like, well, Chris, you could have eaten off of like the healthy menu. I don't know what you've seen at BW3's, but there is nothing on that menu that is healthy. And this is, if you work at BW3's, I'm sorry. You know, everybody's like, you could get the chicken wrap. Well, you know what? You can, but it does not taste like real chicken. I'm just going to put it out there. So at the end of the day, I did not do the right thing for taking care of my body. So guess what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to pay for it for the next couple of days. It's kind of like this. You know what? I'm so glad in some regards, like the holidays, I know we're not being able to be festive. I know we're not being able to go out there and have the 9 different parties that we scheduled ourselves in for that night. But one of the things is I feel a lot better not drinking till midnight every night, getting up and going to work, stuffing my face for some of these dinners and things like that that I want to do. Because guess what? I pay for it for the next day. Take care of your body. Do some workouts. Get yourself in a routine. I always say the people that travel the most are also some of the smartest people in the room. And what I mean by that, and I always joke because I travel a lot. That's why I put it out there. But what I really mean by this is the more worldly that you can get, the more that you can understand around what's going on. I think sometimes we don't research what other countries are doing, what other people are doing. I think that's an important thing. I think we as society, you know, have to be able to expand our horizons on what's going on, not just in the United States, but what's going on around the world. Too many people get caught up in their own little bubble in their town. Hell, they don't even know what's going on in their state, let alone what's going on in the states around them, what's going on in the country around them, let alone what's going on in just even the two big countries around us, Canada and Mexico. People have no idea. I think we have to understand, we have to gain more knowledge each day, because I think that's going to help us grow. I want my kids to be worldly. And if they can't go to the different locations, I want to make sure they're researching what's happening in these locations. It's hugely important. And the last thing is this. Life does not get better by luck. It doesn't. You've got to put that time in. Life only gets better by what you do, the discipline that you put into it, the goals that you set, the routines that you create. It's not by luck it will get better. You could go to a gas station, you can win a lottery ticket, that's great, you know, have a winning lottery ticket, that's awesome, but that's not going to happen for everybody. So don't look at luck as your opportunity in life. Be disciplined, be educated, be worldly, be on time, value your time. Look, this is the secret is you. And really, to get technical, it is everything about you. You get to decide today, what are you going to put in place? What are the lessons that you're going to do? Are you going to become more disciplined? Are you going to become more self-educated? Are you going to start valuing your time? You get to make that decision. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. This is the secret is you. Don't forget it. Live life by design, not by default. Have a great day, everybody.